ladies and gentlemen, it is Star Time. Are you ready for Star Time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
Superstock Ram Charger up to the line.
rod.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
It's the Hound. WFMU East Orange. Connie and the Bellhops there, Shot Rod. We heard the Deuce Coupe's Gear Masher. The Savoy's Slapping Rods, Leaking Oil. The Ventura's did a Ram Charger. And we open up with Johnny Fortune, Dragster. Miss Sally's back. Hello, Miss Sally.
Good afternoon, Hound.
How are you today?
I'm just dandy. And just delighted to be here.
Well, what do we have for our show today? Oh, of course, we have our Hillbilly Hangover. We have a real good Hillbilly Hangover. And the Return of Soul Caboose. And we got a Blues Hangover. And we got Vomology. And I think we got a Vibe Report. Knuckleheads in the News. Requests. I've had a few, but then again, we'll get the requests out of the way. Next week we got an extra special, I think, 50-50 chance we got an extra special, super special guest, so special, I don't want to tell you who it is and jinx it.
That's special?
Yeah, it's going to be great. It'll be great next week, I guarantee it. If it happens. If it doesn't happen, then I won't have to, you know, because a lot of times the guests, it's hard to get people out to East Orange. Anyway.
Well, they all want to come out here, but it's just making that, booking those reservations and stuff out here, you know.
It's just that jungle safari on the way to get here through the, you know, the open pit mine and the ferry ride and the overland backpacking thing. It's not easy to get to East Orange.
Yeah, that snowshoeing section.
Well, let's get right into it. We got one queued up here. A request item. Hop Wilson and his blue steel guitar.
Me and my buddy walking in the jungle. All of a sudden we heard a great rumble. Said rock in the coconut top. Little Betty Monka told a big baboon, you wanna see a show, just give me some room. Let's rock. Said rock in the coconut top. Giraffe, let's rock. Said rock in the coconut top. Them mountains rock. Them mountains rock. Them mountains rock. Them mountains rock. They wanna rock in the coconut top. Giraffe, you wanna rock and roll? Don't be no square. Let's rock. Said rock in the coconut top. Them mockers rock. Them mockers rock. Them mockers rock. Them mockers rock. It was rockin' in the coconut top.
And right now, incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
Yeah, what's up? Well, let me in.
Let me in.
Well, let me in.
Let me in.
coño.
To prove, Mr. Everett, we'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
Well, I'm a teenage philosopher from KC. All you little cats better hear my plea. If you ain't hip to love a rider from the start, some pretty chick is gonna break through your heart. So beware.
Out of town and hip the people over there to what's happening on that end. You know, we gotta see what's cooking over there. Like, yeah.
Well, then, let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll terpsichore.
One, two, three, four.
Well, I got the bug. Got the itch. Got the bug. Got the itch. And I'm really in. Got a bug. Got a bug. Got the bug. Got the itch. And I'm really in a fix. And I gotta keep it moving, boy. Well, I went to a party with a friend named Mike. Party where the cats are gonna dance all night. dungaree down, looking at it, took to the sawmill ball. Got it toward me, and then I knew that my dad, she was an itchy. The band was gone. Record started spinning, and I guess you know. Last 2 weeks, you hear the rooster cheer. Oh, got the fun. Got the egg. Got the bug. Got the itch, and I'm really in a mix. And I gotta keep it moving for a rainbow.
This is a hit! Everybody's jumping down and moving around. To the top, the rubber shushing to a crazy sound. Jim Dan is trying to steal a little kiss or two. Lucy, screaming, what's wrong with you? She said, stop. Kissing at the hop. Long tall Sally is having a ball. She's rocking with a cat about 3 feet tall. He said, come down, baby, put your lips to mine. Ooh, over in the corner where the lights don't shine. She said, stop. Kissing at the hop. Taking no more. Boney Maroney is a-stealing the show. Reeling and a-rocking, yelling, don't let go. Stop. Kissing at the hop. A little bitty pretty one, she's a mouse. Get so excited when I hold her close. She's the one that I really want to squeeze. But when the time to kiss her, she whispers, please. Stop. No kissing at the hop.
All right. Now sober up and try to listen to this.
And meanwhile, back in the States,
you find the hound and a pile of scratchy records. Ricky Nelson there, Summertime. And it would have been Ricky Nelson's 53rd birthday today. Had he lived. Go figure. Ricky Nelson and Rockets Red Glare born on the same day.
Wow.
Both born on Mother's Day. A couple of mothers for you, huh? Rocket still roams the earth.
Yeah,
like a wounded dinosaur.
Summertime.
Yeah. Counting backwards, we're at Phil Flowers, No Kissing at the Hop. Carl Cherry did The Itch. Bobby Day by request, The Teenage Philosopher. Bozo Ratliff, also by request, Let Me In. And we opened it up with Hop Wilson and his blue steel guitar, Rockin' in a Coconut Top. It's out to Dave the Spaz, who also rocks in a coconut top. Yes, I remember that from Gogorama. A double-breasted coconut top.
Coconutty.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Let's what do we got to renounce before we get into the news? There's an Empire State Soul Club this Thursday, and they're back at their
North River Bar,
145 Hudson Street. They're kind of their classic location. That's this Thursday at 9 o'clock, May 13th. Let's see, tonight.
The classic soul location.
Yeah, they got, tonight we got, Simon and his Bar Sinisters at McGovern's on Spring Street at Hudson. And every Thursday Continental Divide. And, here's a good bill for you. The Goops. Where is it? The Goops, Degeneration, and the Stiffs. And Feel Fuzzy at CBGB's tonight. You seen the Stiffs? I have never heard them, but they all wear like skinny ties and Johnny Rotten hairdos. The 70s revival thing is making me feel quite old.
I've seen them, but I haven't heard them.
I know. I kind of feel like I don't want to hear them. I just want to see them. I just
want to
see them
guys
walking up and down St. Mark's Place every day. Oh, Tom Jones, Tuesday at the Limelight.
Be there with your platforms on.
Yeah. Andy York's new band, High Plains Drifters, Tuesday at Brownies. That's for announcements.
Yeah.
And
big ticket show there.
Yeah. How about this guy on the Brooklyn Bridge this morning? You see this? A naked man who was running across the Brooklyn Bridge shouting that it was a beautiful day was struck and killed by a car just minutes before dawn yesterday. 90 minutes later, a woman climbed the cables to the top of the bridge and threatened to jump. The two incidents backed up traffic into Queens for much of the morning rush hour. This is Friday morning. Police would not say whether any charges have been filed in the death of the man whose identity was withheld last night, but the woman came down off the 110-year-old bridge after being coaxed by emergency workers, I think with a banana on a stick. The man was killed, was apparently shouting that it was a beautiful day when he was hit by a car in the eastbound lane of the bridge.
So he went out in style, naked, happy, you know.
What a lovely day.
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
I think the question of the week is, would you rather be a postal worker or hang around with postal workers or tennis pros? Anyway, we got any other news, Miss Sal?
Well, I do have that dog story.
Well, we always like dog stories.
Yeah, dog, a murder weapon. A Cleveland man indicted on a murder charge for allegedly ordering his pit bull to attack his living girlfriend pleaded innocent yesterday. Prosecutors said an animal behavior expert called in by the investigators conducted tests that showed that the dog, Mac, would attack only when specifically ordered to. But Jeffrey Mann told the court that the dog attacked without orders in the middle of the night and that his girlfriend, Angela, bled to death after he wrestled it off of her. You tell us what happened.
Yeah. On that note, I think Hillbilly Hangover is called for.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a lot of hillbillies out here with hangovers today. Hangovers are bad in nice weather. It just makes you feel even that much more horrible. Horrible. Let's kick it off with Moon Mulligan.
Was just a kid. Be careful about the girl, son, and never blow your lid. But I've done it, I've done it, I've done it. Yes, I've done it, I've done it, I've done it. And if I had my way about it, I'd do it over again. Well, my baby went and left me. for another man. I told her when she left me I wouldn't take her back again. But I've done it, I've done it, I've done it. Yes, I've done it, I've done it, I've done it. And if I had my way about it, I'd do it all over again. Never let gambling bring me misery. I said that horses and women would never get the best of me. But they've done it, they've done it, they've done it. Yes, they've done it, they've done it, they've done it. And if I had my way about it, they'd do it all over again. This story has no moral, this story has no end. Once you taste the fruit of joy, you've got to do it again. And I've done it, I've done it, I've done it. Yes, I've done it, I've done it, I've done it. And if I had my way about it, I'd do it all over again.
Let's get two old boys up here now, Red and Wesley, the two young country singers. I told them they could each do a solo tonight, but they didn't want to. They said singing together is what made them what they are today. What you got for us, boys?
The hen duck say to the drake,
"Little Liza Jane,
there ain't no crawdads in this lake."
"Little Liza Jane,
well, yonder come a man with a sack on his back."
"Little Liza Jane,
he's got more crawdads than he can pack."
"Little Liza Jane,
sister will.
Little Liza Jane.
Now, what did the hen duck say to the drake?
Little Liza Jane.
No, there ain't no crawdads in that lake.
Little Liza Jane.
Shovel in my hand.
Little Liza Jane.
And I'm looking for a woman needs a working man.
Little Liza Jane.
Now, what did the hen duck say to the drake?
Little Liza Jane.
Well, there ain't no crawdads in this lake.
Little Liza Jane.
Can you hear me, Tess? Tess? Is everybody having a good time? All right. It's time for an instrumental. Let's call old Wichita up here and call old Wichita. Wichita?
Wichita?
Where'd he go? Oh. Old Wichita's gone out back for a few minutes. Okay, boys, kick her off.
Mm-hmm.
remind you to tune us in each and every Saturday morning on WEAK Radio 1750 on your dial. That's up in the right-hand corner for 15 minutes of good old country music. I'll be there along with the right-hand man, Wichita, Red and Wesley. They brought you Burford. Burford, see if you can give him a hand back there.
Was in the spring, one sunny day, my baby left me. She went away. Now she's gone, and I don't query. I'm sitting on top of the world. Weary days are rolling by. Why should I worry? Why should I cry?
Here's one we'd like to do for old Roy and his good wife, Rosalie, over at Roy's Radio Repair. Remember Roy's motto, if it's working, don't bring it to Roy. All right. This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm going to do it anyway. Okay.
Sweet, so fair and lovely that I love so much it shows in the eve at golden sunset. Mingle with the moon and stars, arm in arm, we walk together as we share our Hershey bar.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Howdy, here, and that was today's Hillbilly Hangover. Ended it up there with Eddie Bond and the Stompers, Hershey Bar. We don't play a lot of country records with both organ and trumpet on them, but...
And chocolate.
Carter Family, Sitting on Top of the World, the old Mississippi Chic song recorded live on a border radio broadcast in the 30s. Joe Mathis did the Water Baby Boogie. The Carlisles did the New Liza Jane. And Moon Mullican opened it up with I Done It. Listen how that breaks up. Hey, next week on the Hound Show, we have a good chance of an extra super special guest star that we can't tell you who it is.
Secret mystery.
But yes, we'll play something by him sometime in the show today.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, boy. What else is in the news? Did you see this guy who strapped himself to the president of Sri Lanka and blew himself up? Crashed his bicycle into
Before or after?
He crashed his bicycle through the crowd, grabbed the president, and blew himself up.
Yeesh.
That's cool. Jerry Lee Lewis is in the news, where he belongs.
Oh, yeah? Good. Mm-hmm. What'd he do?
Well, it's not what he did. It's what's been done to him.
What didn't he do? Oh.
Let's see if we can guess. Nesbitt, Mississippi. The IRS seized pianos, furniture, mementos from Jerry Lee Lewis's house and plan to auction them off unless he pays another $1.6 million in back taxes. The Lewises are aware what is happening, and their reaction is abject horror, said the singer's attorney, who's been trying to settle the tax bill. The 57-year-old piano player has been having tax trouble for 11 years now, and no date for the auction was set, but they took a bunch of guitars, electric piano, a velvet chair, a grandfather clock, concert posters, and household appliances from Jerry Lee's house.
Wow, let's go.
He's off touring Europe. Along with, he's got his sixth wife, Carrie Lewis, there with him, and the government said he's owed taxes for 1978 to 1986, and again from 1989 to 1991. He filed bankruptcy in 1988, but that has not freed him from the debit. But Willie Nelson is catching up on his tax bill.
Yeah, and poor Red Fox died before he could catch up on his.
He got the best of him. That's what I'm going to do. Oh, we got anything else in the...
Well, should I do the tiger stalks and kills a Siberian cop? In Moscow, the hunted was the hunter, and the policeman was the victim.
Yeah, things just ain't the same when the hunter gets captured by the game.
Yeah, the cop and the hunter were walking through the forest when a tiger leaped from a bush. The hunter shot the tiger, but not before he had mauled and killed the cop. He was the third person killed by a tiger in the region in recent months. Those tigers are just getting sick of this, you know.
How about that genius who climbed into the lion's cage at the Bronx Zoo this week?
Yeah, and was like...
Our caveman in a spaceship.
Petting kitty. Or,
meow.
I saw him, yeah.
Meow.
Like playing with it or something.
Here, kitty. Well, yeah, the lions actually seemed to like the guy, but, you know, they swatted at his face and ripped his face up a little bit.
Any idea what he was doing there, or he just...
He was described as
a lion lover?
He had a history of mental instability, according to the papers.
Oh.
I got a letter here from a TJ in Union, New Jersey, somewhere. Claims that Charlie Starkweather made a record, cut a version of Good Rockin' Tonight around 1956 or 57. I've never heard this. I don't know where I'd find it. Anybody knows anything about this Charlie Starkweather record? Did you see the TV movie, the Charlie Starkweather TV movie this week?
Yeah, I've heard this mystery going around.
I haven't seen it. I didn't see it. I like that one.
I didn't see the movie either, but I heard about it when I was at work, actually. Mm. You know how people describe movies to you?
Mm-hmm. There's one... I didn't even like Badlands very much. I thought that was just kind of a lame movie, too. The one I like is called Stark Raving Mad. It's pretty hard to find. Mm. I think Howie Pyro probably has it for sale on video. I don't know his address, though. But, you know, scour the Psychotronic ads. Psychotronic magazine for it. It's a good one. Let's do Soul Caboose. And you soul lovers, don't forget the Empire State Soul Club. It's back at its original location, 145 Hudson Street at the North River Bar this Thursday. And we get a lot of requests for that Eddie Kirk, the Hog, because people don't want to buy that, you know, $200 box set. Well, I got something so cool. This is the follow-up to the Hog. It's on Fortune, the Grunt.
Do you want to do the Grunt, Charlie?
Yeah!
Do you want to do the Grunt, Charlie?
Yeah!
Let's get with it. We're gonna take it from land to land. We're gonna take it from town to town.
hoping to do? Get some queen bee barbecue? Say, look here, man, why don't you pick me up some rib and a hot pepper and some potato salad? Bring me some Louisiana hot sauce and some white bread. And one of them big red soda waters, all right? Say, man, wait up. I'll just go with you. Say, man, look here. Let's take your car, right? I'm a little low on gas. And say, man, how about you loan me five so I can get some of that fine queen bee barbecue?
Yes, one, two, queen bee barbecue.
Mm-hmm. That sure is some fine barbecue. I don't need lots of barbecue places now. Let me tell you about it. But Queen Bee is the best barbecue there.
Barbecue?
Oh, it's so good.
Here it comes. Drunk again. Oh, here it comes. The dude is drunk again. Wife to do just when a seal was about to give in. Here it comes, oh, drunk again.
My name is Arthur Alexander, and I'm here with the Hound on WFMU 91.1.
Man, is something brand new at Queen Bee Barbecue. Now, Queen Bee got the drive-through window.
May I take your order, please?
Yeah, say, baby, give me some of that barbecue chicken. Give me one wang and a short thigh. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Would you like
some fries? Yeah. Say, girl, what's the matter with you? Give me some pig skin. You got pig skin?
Yes, we do. We got pig skin.
Yeah, well, look here. Give me some pig skin, baby, all right? Say, wait a minute. How much is that?
That's $1.84.
Oh, wait just a minute, baby. Oh, yeah, give me a small red soda water with that, all right? And be sure to put some extra napkins in a stack, all right, baby?
Yeah.
Give me some extra salt, too.
Would you drive through, please?
Brand new at Queen Bee. And it's waiting for you. Drive through and see. And enjoy Queen Bee Barbecue. So good. All night service. That's right. Now you can get that fine tasting barbecue whenever you take the mind to. Say, man, we split that little game just in time.
Joe, dear.
Yeah, man.
Say, dude, I think the police saw her, man.
Say, man, I was rolling them hot, weren't I?
Joe.
Yeah, man. Say, did you count your bread yet, man?
Joe did. Say, man, where we headed?
Say, man, we finna go over to Queen Bee Barbecue and eat about 50 pound of rib, man. Can you dig it?
Yeah, yeah, all right.
Say, man, turn the jam up for me.
get your order, please?
Yeah, baby, look here. I need a 6 order of rib, 2 quarter potato salad, 4 pepper, peanut roundup, and 1 moon pie, baby. And bring it all fair because I am one hungry man. Look out now.
Say, man.
Say, do you hear what I hear, man?
Hey, baby, could you heard that out of a real, fast, big hurry?
Oh, man, how the dude know where we were, man?
When a man need barbecue after 3, ain't but one place to go, and that's Queen Bee.
Now, everybody knows Queen Bee never closed. Mmm, so good.
Hey! Hey! We'd like to do a little tank for you right now.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. Today's Soul Caboose, for those of you who woke up just too hungover to catch Soul Train. Gina Washington, She Shot a Hole in My Soul. Don and the Delighters, Wang Dang Adula. Arthur Alexander did Sally Sue Brown. Bird Rollins from right here in East Orange did Here He Comes, Drunk Again. And we opened up with Eddie Kirk and The Grunt on the Fortune label, like all great records. And don't forget the Empire State Soul Club back at the North River Bar, 145 Hudson Street, this Thursday. Did anybody make it to Jeff the Chef's and Fred Schneider's blowout this Thursday?
I worked, but otherwise I would have gone.
Yeah, me too. I worked too. Unfortunately, I missed it.
Jeff the Chef, a.k.a. Blue Velvet. Mm-hmm. I think he's got a double handle going there.
Dennis Hopper fixation.
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
maybe he's got a big thing he puts over his face and huffs at him. How about these disgruntled postal workers, huh?
Yeah, how about them?
Postal worker and a fired postal worker who hated the postal service opened fire in post offices in Michigan and California this week, killing 2 people, wounding 3. The Michigan man, angry that a woman got a job in the post office that he wanted, later killed himself. Larry Jason, who threatened to kill a supervisor, walked in the post office garage in Dearborn carrying a handgun and a shotgun and opened fire, sending workers running out screaming. It was unclear whether a critically wounded woman was the one who was selected for the job that he wanted. 4 hours later, in Dana Point, California, Mark Richard, I like when you know, when you do something like this, they get to use your middle name. Mark Richard Hilburn, wearing a psycho t-shirt, killed a mail carrier, wounded a postal clerk, then wounded a third man. He fled in a pickup truck with a kayak on top.
Oh, gonna boy. Do a little vacationing there.
Our news girl Renica has provided us with a list of great postal violent events of the last 10 years. August 19th, 1983, Perry P. Smith charges into the Johnston, South Carolina post office with a shotgun and fires at workers. He followed them outside. He wounded two and killed the postmaster. December 2nd, 1983, James Howard Brooks walked into the office in post office in Anniston, Alabama, and he shot the postmaster to death and wounded a supervisor. March 6, 1985, Steve W. Brownlee, who worked for a postal service for 12 years, opened fire in the mail sorting area. May 31st, 1985, Joseph Medina entered a New York City post office, pulled a rifle from a mail bag, and aimed it at a supervisor. August 20th, 1986, Patrick Henry Sherrill, a part-time letter carrier in Edmond, Oklahoma, kills 14 people in a post office. December 14th, 1988, Warren Murphy, a postal worker in New Orleans, shoots and wounds three people and holds his girlfriend hostage for 13 hours before surrendering. August 10th, 1989, John Merrill Taylor of Escondido, California, shoots his wife to death in their home and then drives back to work at the Orange Glen post office, where he shoots and kills two colleagues and wounds a third before killing himself. Joseph Harris, a fired postal worker in Wayne, New Jersey, killed his supervisor, a former supervisor, and her boyfriend at their home, and then went to the Ridgewood post office, where he killed two mail handlers after they arrived from work. November 14, 1991, Thomas McGelvin, a fired postal worker who colleagues said vowed revenge on his supervisors, opened fire at his former post office in Royal Oak, Michigan, killing four and wounding five. May 6, 1993, that was Larry Jason in Michigan, and then May 6, 1993, that was, again, Richard Hilburn in Los Angeles.
I hope you're getting all these down, folks. You know, maybe they should make, like, you know, a postal workers memorial. Postal people killed memorial, and write down all their names.
Yeah, like the Vietnam Memorial.
Yeah.
I think they should. I think let's
submit that to the post office.
I think one of the prerequisites for getting a job in the post office should be that you should have to read the Bukowski book, Post Office, an accurate description of exactly what's going to happen to you. Anyway, you got another news story, Miss Sally?
Do we have time?
Yeah, do a quick one.
This is my favorite news story today so far. Impaled head in Portland, Oregon. A man who was shot through the skull with an arrow by a friend trying to knock a fuel can off his head survived with no brain damage. This is what they do instead of American Gladiators out there in Oregon.
Really? William Burroughs used to do that, too.
Yeah. But Roberts initially told reporters he was walking through a park when he heard a bow fired, then felt the arrow hit. Later, he told them that his friend was trying to knock the gallon can off his head as part of an initiation into a rafting and outdoor group called Mountain Men Anonymous.
Well, I guess his hat size is...
They actually had to drill a hole larger around the tip at the base of his skull and pull the arrow through, like, all... He was trying to pull it out, which would have killed him.
What can I say? Anyway, there's some sad news. Cordell Jackson was in touch, and it seems Alan Page passed away this week.
Oh.
The great rockabilly singer. Aren't you glad I'm not going to play a Mick Ronson record? Anyway, so let's hear from Alan Page, poor guy. I died of a heart attack this week.
Have you ever called your sister on the side of the line? Asked for a day, she said it's gonna be late for when you call by. You were taken by surprise, you were stranded. All the people listening are. Well, it's still a trouble popping your mind's under the roar. Think about the witness to settle the score. You're lonely for her, she's not lonely for you.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Doom, da, doom, da, doom, da, doom.
Get that trash in the garbage can, not in my ears, honey.
Back in the jungle. Alan Page, 6 feet in the cold ground as of this week. That was Alan Page on the Moon label, Oh Baby. And before that, we heard the Medallions with Edna. And, sorry about that. Now you're on.
Ho.
And Tony Casanova by request, Showdown. Bo Diddley also by request, Aztec. And we opened
I
up
like that.
Alan Page did Dateless Night. And thanks for Cordell for telling us that. And too bad about Alan Page, but we got a vibe report on the line. And where is our vibe, Meister?
Where will it be from today?
There, live.
That's Roscoe.
Hey,
hello, Roscoe.
It's an echo hound.
Oh,
you got the good echo going there.
Yeah, it's the digital echo. I still like the. I like to get a space echo in here. That's what I want.
Well, next one I find.
Okay. Where are you, Roscoe?
I'm at home.
You're at home?
Yep.
So there's the vibes. Okay.
Oh, there you go. Music maestro.
And what are you doing?
Well, I'm just, I started getting into these John Grisham books. These mystery books. I read one last weekend, and I was reading one today. They're kind of consuming in a kind of an easygoing mystery murder type way.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a nice day. Got a lot of Hound Show listeners out there listening.
And a lot of them not.
Walking around.
Yeah.
With something slightly better to do. It's on so they think.
Right.
You know?
Too bad they can't get us on the ghetto blasters too well.
Yeah, only if they're, you know, sometimes if you stick the antenna, if you're in the park, you know, you stick the antenna into, like, a fence or something.
Yeah.
Can you go up on your roof? Oh, hi, Oscar.
Hey, Sally. Yeah, we can go up there.
Oh, that's cool. I just wondered, because I thought it would be fun to read up on the roof, maybe.
Oh, yeah, it's just that, you know, it's just one of those ladder roofs, you know, so it's not so...
Oh.
Actually, I could probably sit out here on the fire escape by the Weber. And my pepper plants.
Have you been grilling yet?
Yeah, they're not doing so good over here. You know, at Murph's place, it was getting the morning sun that was banging in there, and I think that's what the plants really need, that morning sun.
Mm.
And this gets tons of sun after. It doesn't get the morning quite. It's the horticultural scope. After last week's food vibe report.
Now we have
yes, which I heard about.
Yeah, right now, Mary Lee and Andy are out in the AY, are out in the other room, and they're eating pasta salad.
Mm.
With massive loads of garlic. I went to the Sapporo guy's place. What's that one called? The one where Mutt and Jeff work?
I don't know the name of it.
I think it's Takahashi, but I'm not positive.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
You know, I never know the names of restaurants. I always make up my own names.
Walks to them.
I don't know the names of restaurants and bars. I just make up my own.
Right.
I still don't know the name of the place where Manitoba works.
Oh, it's Manitoba.
Manitoba's, yeah. All
right. Yeah, well, I mean, I guess if you're really looking for the vibe, I'm not sure there even is one. Except for it's sort of...
It's a vibeless Saturday.
It's a vibeless Saturday. I know that that I've got things to do, but I'm trying to relax.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm doing a very good
job. Try harder.
The cable guy came and fixed us, so we're back into, we can watch news all the time.
Uh-huh.
So I like that. I was watching a little golf. I may go find another, but that one was over. That's why I knew it was vibe time. You got any good noise coming up in the vibe set?
Tons of it. The noisiest.
Cool.
The noisiest.
Well, are you up to anything this evening?
Well, we might go to Julie of Andy and Andy the bartender and Julie is having a little graduation thing. Then we might drop by that after dinner early. Then probably go to sleep.
Because I got to get you these tapes that I got from that guy at the swap meet last week, you know?
Oh, right.
Down there in Arkansas.
You know what you should have picked up that we regretted not telling you to get us?
What?
A hot relish at the old lady sells at that swap meet in Arkansas.
You know, we're always going back, so.
The hot relish.
Hot relish. What, it's sort of like hot dog relish?
Oh, it's just the best thing you ever ate. I can't explain it.
Yeah.
This lady, with whatever this lady makes.
I saw her, you know, she had her little setup there. You know.
She makes great pickles. So.
I'm sure she'll be there next year.
Yeah, her bread and butter pickles were incredible.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anything that lady makes, I'd buy it.
Well, I'll have to get those orders together. All right, well, that's the vibe. I Mary Lee's playing at Shanae tomorrow.
Oh, right.
That's right, 8 p.m. tomorrow night.
Yeah, and, I don't know if too much other fun. Just hope to convalesce and enjoy the Hound Show.
Okay, Roscoe.
We'll see you.
Aloha.
Ditto.
Yeah, right. Let's unhook Roscoe. Release. Where are we? No, that's where's my music. Okay. We didn't have anything else to say, did we, Sal?
Go
right into VOM time.
Yep.
The Velvet Underground.
need an ear for music. I'm in ladies' underwear.
I thought you liked snappy music.
We love to boogie. We love to boogie.
Yeah.
out.
Oh, wait.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Hound here, WFMU East Orange. Brand new from the Liars there, Boston. Bill Bruch is playing with the Liars tonight down in Washington, D.C.
Oh, really?
Yep. Before that, Degeneration, No Way Out, there at CBGB's tonight with, what a bill, the Goops, the Stiffs, and who else? A bunch of, I don't know if I grabbed a whole bunch of other bands. Speaking of which, Eleanor from the Goops and Miss Sally, the tag team bartender
Thursday night
champions
special
of the neighborhood, Thursday nights at Notel Motel.
Gotta come.
Before that, T-Rex, I Love to Boogie. Totally ripped off from Webb Pierce's Teenage Boogie. Mark Bolan sings Webb Pierce. What a concept. The New York Dolls, Jet Boy. We watched those home movies of the Dolls last night at Bob Gruen's video party. Pretty good. It's kind of too noisy to really hear the talking parts, yeah, but they're great. Hopefully they'll be out commercially soon. And before that, the Velvet Underground, Guess I'm Falling. I can't tell you who our special guest is next week, if we have him, if we make it.
He won't.
But it was in that set. There was somebody in that set. That would be really cool. The coolest person of everybody in that set. That's alive. Anyway, I got a new story.
Cool.
Got a new story, Miss Sally.
Oh, yeah, I got one here in Denver. An unrepentant fifth grader accused of robbing a grocery store of $8 at gunpoint told his mother he just wanted some spending cash. The boy was on his way to school when he stopped at Champa Food Store, slipped a blue bandana over his face, pulled out a .25 caliber gun, and robbed the owner of $8. Owner said the kid could barely see over the counter, but he chased him with a rifle all the way to school.
And anyway, rising little tight.
Yeah, the gun fell out of the floor the whole time he was denying it, and then the gun fell out of the floor.
Once again, folks, capital punishment in the schools, it's the only answer.
8 years old, not bad.
Speaking of mean kids, a high school student charged with the hacking and shooting death of his mother in Tacoma, Washington, is scheduled to be inducted into the city's Youth Hall of Fame. And the Hound Radio Family Hall of Fame also.
Really?
The teacher who nominated Frank Dalton noted only that his future is, quote-unquote, a bit dim. Dalton, 18, is on the list of 872 young people to be honored in the Tacoma Dome on May 21st.
Say that 10 times fast.
Organizers of the event did not learn until this week that the nominee is the same Frank Dalton who is awaiting the second trial for the first-degree murder and the killing of his mother. We would have appreciated the information, said Jerry Harris-Smith, the Hall of Fame program director. We can't do background checks on all our nominees. Dalton said in court that he used an axe, a baseball bat, and a handgun to kill Helene Dalton in her bed in November of 1991.
Well, they said he was getting straight A's or something while he was in detention or something. Or?
Dalton's attorneys contend that he was physically and psychologically abused by his mother and was mentally disabled at the time of the killing. Jurors were wearing dreadlocks in his first trial. Dalton was earning A's in school while under house arrest and was nominated for the award by Tacoma Alternative School faculty member Grace Drew. Quote, Frank overcame a lot of traumatic things in his life, but he's touched everyone on the staff, hopefully with a baseball bat like he did his mom. All right, let's go through the renouncements one quick time. Simon and the Bar Sinisters tonight at McGovern's, and I guess they're doing every Thursday at the Divide. Empire State Soul Club is the North River Bar, 145 Hudson Street, this Thursday, 9 o'clock. Tom Jones at the Limelight Tuesday.
It's not unusual.
Check this out. Tonight at 7:30, Wild Girl will be interviewing Pat Austin, top fuel and alcohol funny car driver and the new, quote-unquote, king of speed. I will take a bottle of Dexamils, please. Live from Tacoma, Washington. Oh, man, maybe we can get this other kid on the phone, too, and have a phone jam. Anyway, that's tonight at 7:30 on the Wild Girl Show. We haven't done Blues Hangover yet. This is WFMU East Orange. I am the Hound, and I'm driving for another hour. But let's get this Blues Hangover for those of you trying to...
Hungover blue people.
Pulling your face out of the toilet. Let's get some Little Walter.
Thank you. Go again. I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra grits. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different, and yet it's just as tender and tasty.
No,
and it's just as finger-licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy, and I'll get it now. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, real crispy chicken crust.
Dirty business, how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but mine. Ain't nobody's doggone business, how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but my own. Gonna wake up crazy, gonna grab my gun, kill my baby. Nobody's business but mine. Ain't nobody's doggone business how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but my own. These morning, gonna wake up boozy, gonna grab my gun, gonna kill old Susan. Nobody's business but mine. Going back to Princey Cola, gonna buy my baby money molder. Nobody's business but my own. Say, baby, you get that letter or you take me back, I'll treat you better. Nobody's business but mine. Ain't nobody's doggone business how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but my own. Ain't nobody's dirty business how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but my own. This morning, gonna wake up crazy, gonna grab my gun, gonna kill my baby. Nobody's business but mine. Ain't nobody's doggone business how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but my own. Nobody's dirty business how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but my own.
This will be wild lines 30, take one.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Kentucky.
You say cut it. And mine have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet, tender and juicy. Is that it? Yeah.
Kentucky Fried
Chicken.
Take two.
Carl, if you read it. Okay, we're recording.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
It's entirely different. It's entirely different. Whatever, but yes. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratched off of there and quit looking at it.
Thank you.
Real crusty, real what kind of damn crispy crust. It's really different. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp. You extra crispy, I thought I said that. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. It's entirely different. Get every bit of finger licking good. No, every bit of finger licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do that again, haven't
you? Yes.
All right. You don't want me to sing, do you, for Christ's sake?
I wonder where that woman then can my kitty get away. That's why folks call it finger licking good.
Right, I'm gonna get me to wear this damn thing.
Okay, fine.
You get up in the morning and you dress like you're going to school. When you get around the corner, your boyfriend is waiting on you.
He picked you up, honey, in his fine car. But I'm gonna tell your ma and pa you're playing hooky. You're playing hooky from school. Gonna be mad, I'm gonna tell him everything you do. To see you, honey, he's making a fool out of you. He picked you up, honey, in his fine car. But I'm gonna tell your ma and pa you're playing hooky. You're playing hooky from school. One day, baby, I know you'll be grateful to me. When you graduate, honey, you'll be happy as you can be. You can't graduate riding in his car, so I'm gonna tell your ma and pa you're playing hooky. You're playing hooky from school.
Meanwhile, back in
the down here, that was Blues Hangover for today with Lonesome Sundown. You playing hooky. Mississippi Sheiks did Cat Fight About, Long John Hunter, Midnight Stroll. Mississippi John Hurt did Nobody's Business. And we opened up a little Walter Rocker. Miss Sally's out working on the car. I'll finish up the news here myself. The Pope is touring this summer, and they got all kinds of memorabilia and merchandising ideas, including they want a guy to walk behind the Pope and scoop up the dirt he walked on and sell it as the ground the Pope walked on. He's no dope, he's the Pope. There'll be Pope mugs, water bottles, enema bags, T-shirts, blankets, jackets, parkas, sunglasses, sunscreen, socks, scarves, hats, sweatpants, fanny packs, backpacks, umbrellas, tins of chocolates, and periscopes called Pope Scopes. Here we got a little Pope clip here. Prices will range from $1 for decals to $1,000 for a commemorative gold coin. Maybe Pope condoms would be good. Anyway, the company, Famous Artists Merchandising, that handles the World Series, the Rolling Stones, and Paul McCartney will be handling the Pope's merchandising. So, there you go. Last summer it was Guns N' Roses. This summer the hot ticket's the Pope. Thank you, Pope. Anyway, this is WFMU East Orange. I'm driving for the next 45 minutes, and I've got nothing left to say. Let's get a request here for this weird unreleased version of Domino by Roy Orbison. Let's hear that.
There's a cat in town that you might know. Goes by the name of Domino. A long keychain and a diamond ring. A blue sport car, he's a crazy king. That guy can go, that cat called Domino. Domino, Domino. Well, the girls all think he's a real gone guy. They all flip when he walks by. Long sideburns and cool white shoes. Ready to go and never think the blues. That guy can go, that cat called Domino. Baby blue eyes and a crazy smile. That guy can go, that cat called Domino. Domino, Domino. Well, Domino, romance goes.
baby said, I just got to. I said, baby, just let me feel it. He said, no, I ain't gonna let you do nothing to it until we are married. He said, baby, I got you. Said, just let me smell it. Oh, please. She said, baby, said, you don't have to wait but until Monday and you can get it. Said, baby, said, but I just got to smell it. She said, all right, I'm gonna let you smell it one time. He got down there and said, are you sure this will keep till Monday?
Try to listen to this.
As I was out riding last night about nine, chick pulled up a car like mine. Didn't know what she had under her hood. Way she was grinning, it was something good. I got a red heart. Off slow, I could see her grin as she took me in low. Well, I shifted to second, her grin turned sick. She didn't know she was up against the bad street stick. I got a red heart. Took me low. Well, I shifted to second. Her grin turned sick. She
didn't know she was up against the bad things. I got a red heart.
You listen to me, you wide-mouthed punk. We've heard just about all we want from you.
Crazy babies, this is Gene Maltese. God damn it. Hi, crazy babies. Oh, I see what's screwing up here. You got that O down. All right. Take one. Hi, crazy babies. This is Gene Maltese, and you found the sound of the hound on 91.1 WFMU.
Smother me with kisses. Bless my heart with love.
Cause when I'm in your arms, I'm in a new world. Feel like that jar, my girl. I wanna cling to you like a honeybee. I love you like a raging sea.
Crush me with the power of the love you give.
Cause when I'm in your arms, I'm in a new world.
Fingertip, crush me with the power of the love you give.
Cause when I'm in your arms, I'm in a new world. Just to realize that jive, my girl, I wanna cling to you like a honeybee. Cause I love like a raging sea.
Tip, crush me with the power of the love you give.
Cause when I'm in your arms, I'm in a new world.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
You find the Hound, WFMU. Gene Maltese there with Raging Sea. Before that, we were Champion Jack Dupree, Shake Baby Shake. The good folks at Relic, they know how to sell records. First thing you got to do when you want to sell records in this town is you send a whole pile of promos to the Hound. This is great. It's called Raging Harlem Hit Parade Volume 2. That's what the Champion Jack Dupree is from. It's got all kinds of cool stuff. Wild Jimmy Spruill is on it. I saw him last week playing in a bar at St. Mark's Place. He was great. Valerie by the Starlights, King Curtis, the Rainbows, all kinds of great stuff. They also have this Willie Egan one they're going to hear in a few minutes. Willie Egan, come on, it's fantastic, sick, retarded R&B. Before that, we heard Bobby Vern, Red Hot Car. Eddie Bowe did We Like Mambo, and Roy Orbison opened it up with Domino by request. Different version of Domino. One last time through the renouncements, then we're going to rock right through to the end of this thing. See, tonight, Simon and his Bar Sinisters are at McGovern's, and then their Thursday nights they're doing at the Continental. Empire State Soul Club, North River Bar, 145 Hudson Street, next Thursday. Over at the Umfug, CBGB's Tonight Degeneration, the Stiffs, the Goops, and a bunch of other bands. Tom Jones, the Limelight Tuesday. And 7:30 tonight, Wild Girl has Pat Austin, Top Fuel, Alcohol, Funny Car Driver, and the new King of Speed from Tacoma, Washington. And there was one other thing. What? Watt Hound. Oh, we have a special guest next week, but it's not definite, so I'm not going to jinx it by saying anything about it. But tune in next week. We may have something totally incredible for you. Anyway, let's get right back in with Floyd, not the barber, the Dixon.
Watch the pot and pan. Girl, yeah, new girl. Ooh, girl, send me out of this world. Well, lose it like I lost the pocket. Can't even fit, you found it. Not a penny in it, but a ribbon around it. Now, girl, one of those Creole queens, little girl.
Got your nerve, haven't you?
We all have a bag, and in every bag we have a thing.
I'm gonna pick you up, baby, about an hour from now. I got a brand new dance, I'm gonna show you how. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Well, a one, two, three, baby, come on and ride with me. If you are lonely, lonely and blue, come on, baby, this is all you have to do. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Well, a one, two, three, baby, come on and ride with me. Well, it makes you feel like you're walking on air. Come on, baby, don't you be no square. I'll show you how when the band begins to sway. Yeah, girl, we're gonna swing this thing. Now it won't be long before me and you be rocking like all the hell cats do. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Well, the one, two, three, baby, come on and ride with me.
Let's take these brown Hispanic people.
Listen to me, you wide-mouthed punk. We've heard just about all we want from you.
Yeah.
bromine sulfate. Looks like commercial grade. Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Nothing mysterious involved. We're just reminding you of our town's anti-noise campaign. Let's make things as easy on the ears as we can.
Crazy beat.
that flower and rub her hair.
Hey, watch it,
tell her she's nice, don't be afraid.
Hey, watch it,
grab her can and spin her around.
Hey,
take three steps back and then squat out.
Hey,
as you straighten up on your feet.
Hey,
dance all around to this crazy beat.
Hey, watch it, watch it.
Take three steps forward and bow your head.
Hey,
tell her she's nice, don't be afraid.
Hey,
grab her again and spin around.
Hey, watch it,
take three steps back and then squat out.
Hey, watch it,
as you straighten up on your feet.
Hey,
kiss your babe on this last beat.
Hey,
meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Pound here. That was a rather lengthy set. That's my favorite part of the show, just blasting through them. Bob Froggy Landers there by request, the Cherokee Dance. Yes. Counting backwards, we're Charlie Rich and Rebound. T. Valentine did Betty Sue. The Tonettes, Oh, What a Baby. The Shawnees, You Made Me Love You. Reggie Perkins did Drop Top. Little Ernest Tucker did Gonna Get Me a Satellite. Chan Romero and the Hippie Hippie Shake. Willie Egan and Come On, title track from that new Relic CD. Fantastic Relic CD, I must admit. And Benny Joy did Button Nose. Floyd Dixon opened it up with Ooh, Little Girl. I'd like to thank Miss Sally, who's out there working on the car. And Renica, our news gal, coming up with a great selection of news stories. And next week we'll be back, hopefully, with this super special, secret, special, extra cool guest, Wild Girls. Up next, then, if the good Lord's will and the creek don't rise, we'll be back next week. One more happy birthday to Ricky Nelson.
Underneath the stars and moon above, oh, let it be tonight, tonight, tonight. Hey, pretty baby, just want you to know, you kinda like me cause I've been told. Come on and treat me right. Hey, pretty baby, go steady with me. I'm ready, honey, can't you see? Tonight, kiss me, baby, like I know you can. One kiss made me understand. You and me together can't go wrong. So hold me, baby, hold me all night long. Hey, pretty baby, just want you to know you kinda like me cause I've been told. Come on and treat me right. Tonight. Hey, pretty baby, I need your love. Underneath the stars and moon above, I'll let it be tonight. Kiss me, baby, like I know you can. One kiss make me understand. You and me together can't go wrong. So hold me, baby, hold me all night long. Love.